And welcome back to the show again. Thank you so much for being with us today. You know, freelance is one of the great ways to satisfy all of our requirements for entrepreneurship. Low risk, potentially, low creativity, but it is something you can be very passionate about. And I'm excited to introduce you to my next guest. He is the author of a brand new book called Path of the Freelancer, an actionable guide on how to flourish in freelancing. His name is Jason Montoya, and I think that we've known each other for, I don't know, we were trying to figure it out, 9, 10 years. He's been here in the Atlanta area. I love this story. He moved to Atlanta right after his honeymoon. They've had 4 kids since then, but he's also built a really powerful career, and I'm excited to hear the story. Jason, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, and I'm excited to talk freelancing.
Yeah,
I've been doing it for 3 years now. As of April of this year, it'll be a 3-year anniversary for me full-time freelancing.
Congratulations on that. Tell us the story. How did you get going freelancing? What were you doing first? All of that stuff.
Yeah. So like you mentioned, I moved across the country with my wife in 2005. We got married, went on our honeymoon, and the day we got back, packed up everything and moved from Arizona to Atlanta, Georgia. And it was a city of opportunity. It had potential. It felt like a city we could come to, make our own way, fulfill our ambitions and creative pursuits. So ended up here a couple years, transferred to the Art Institute of Atlanta, ended up getting my degree there, and ended up launching a marketing company in 2007. And from 2007 to 2014, went through this 7-year journey of owning and operating this marketing company. And we were internet mostly, helping both, you know, tactically and building things, websites, videos, things like that, but also strategically helping companies figure out who they were, how they were going to market that, and then how are they going to leverage the internet to do that. The short story, there's a lot there, but the short version of that, how that story ends, is I ended up getting to the point where I said, you know, if I were to restart my vocation, if I were to just start over, is this what I would do? And, you know, launching a marketing company wasn't on the list. It wasn't, I sort of fell into it, got pushed into it, and it ended up, kind of morphing into what it became. And I just, in a sort of a self-reflection audit, realized that this wasn't what I wanted to do. At the same time, I wanted to end the company well. And so went through a process of shutting it down, communicating with customers, letting everyone know. I didn't want to, from my experience, a lot of businesses, when they shut down or get sold or move on, you know, it just happens and nobody knows what happened. So I wanted to be really intentional about, you know, bringing everyone along, letting them know the journey, letting them know where we were and where I was going. At that point, I really didn't know where I was going. And so freelancing, I know it was, I guess, a possibility, but I didn't really seriously consider it. But when I ended up shutting the company down, I had several business leaders reach out to me and say, hey, before you go figure out what you're going to do next, start a new company, go work for someone, can we just contract you to help us solve some of our business problems? And within a month of shutting the company down, I had 8 projects on my plate and I was freelancing. And at first I just didn't really embrace it that much, but after 8 months, those projects kept coming and clients kept hiring me. And so after about 8 months, I said, you know what, freelancing's working. I'm making a good living. In fact, I'm making a little bit more money than I was running the business. And I've got more flexibility and I have some, with that flexibility, I'm able to do some of the things that I personally aspire to. So after 8 months, I decided I'm going to put the pedal to the metal and I really embrace this freelancing and go at it and really succeed at the highest level. And that was in 2014 that I, at the end of that, so 2015 really did that. And kind of at the end of that year, I was really hitting a high level of success. And other freelancers started asking me, you know, how did you do this? How did you overcome this challenge or overcome this financial obstacle? And so I would start getting together with them. And before I knew it, they kept saying, you need to write a book. You need to write a book. So I started writing a book. And here we are 18 months later, and I'm about to release the book.
Well, congratulations on that. And the book's gotten some great reviews. So what are some of the primary lessons? Well, first, what kind of freelancing are you doing? Are you doing consulting? I know you have a strong video background, marketing. What kind are you, a freelancer, are you doing? What's your specialty?
So what I do primarily is I work with business leaders and business owners. I love working with them. I was one. I'm the son of one. I'm the grandson of one. You know, business ownership's in my blood. And so I enjoy working with them and specifically helping them overcome communication challenges. And that manifests in 2 areas. One, internally. So when they're, a CEO, they've got a a vision and a strategy for their company. And a lot of times they really struggle with understanding what that is. It's in their mind, but they don't really know how to say it or articulate it or write it down. And so I help extract that from their brain and then help them communicate it to their team, so their team knows what they want and they don't have to read their owner's mind. So that's the first category. The second is external. So how do we communicate with our customers? And so that would be marketing, you know, that would be their website, you know, working through that. And I'll do some both strategic and tactical. I'll do some, you know, I work with a tool called HubSpot. So we'll set up automation and I'm pretty good at setting that up myself. But I also work as a project manager where I'll bring in other resources that can do some of the technical pieces that I'm just not capable of doing. So that's the gist of what I'm up to now. It's a bit of consulting and a bit of tactical execution as well.
Okay. What are the lessons then? Let's go through the book, talk about some of the lessons there. Obviously,
yeah.
These friends of yours were asking for advice. Tell me what you learned. What's the key to this success?
Yeah, so what I realized is when I sat down and kind of reflected on it, there was a couple of things that I realized is that there were seven of these, really what I eventually called achievements, that I first noticed. And the first was we're fully committed to freelance. And I realized our commitment to the craft itself and to living this kind of life and working this type of job, like it really does make an impact. And I'll give you a good example of how to test whether or not, you know, we're fully committed or not. When we're a freelancer, we have ups and downs. We face the roller coaster. When we don't have money in the bank and when we don't have a paid project lined up, what do we think? If we think I need to go find a job, I'm not fully committed to freelance. If I think, where am I going to find my next job? Then I'm fully committed. So it's a quick test that I can do to really know where I am in the commitment. And that commitment, I think, is the basis, that's the foundation that kind of revolves around why are we freelancing? Where do we think it'll take us? How are we going to get there? What guidelines are we going to follow? And it's our intent behind that, and it's the foundation for everything else. If we don't have that, it's going to be a house of cards, it's going to be a house built on sand. And so that's our starting point. The second
piece. That makes sense. I like that test.
Yeah. And it goes a bit deeper and whatnot. But this, once we have that commitment, we realize this is what we want to do. You know, our next step is now we've got to package what we have to offer. What is it that I can do? I mentioned, you know, for me, it's working with business owners, with their communication challenges. I have certain strengths. I'm very strategic. I'm futuristic. I like to look at different people from different backgrounds, different departments, and bridge them together when they're fighting, when there's animosity or struggle. And so I've got these different strengths. So how do I package that in a way? And essentially what I communicated is how I've done that. And I put that on my website. Once we have a package, we've got to publish it. We got to let people aren't just going to know it. We got to put it on our blog, on our website, on our LinkedIn, Facebook, got to put it out there. And then we've got to build our personal brand. And so once we do that, we can do that by writing blogs, sending out emails, meeting with people, interviews like this, you know, whatever it is we can do to build our personal brand. Now we can let people know what we do. These first two pieces, getting fully committed and then offering, having our offerings in a compelling package, how well we do those will determine how successful we are on number three, which is having a steady stream of paying clients. Steady stream of paying clients. For many freelancers, that may seem like a unicorn or something, but when we're selling, if we've got a good package, we've published it, and it's done in a compelling way, it makes our job so much easier to sell. We know what to say. We know how to articulate it. We know how we're going to communicate it. And so building a steady stream of clients, it has a few different areas. It's we're finding new projects. We have a predictable sales process. You know, we know how many meetings lead to a certain number of customers. We build a team of advocates. Those could be what I call raving fans. Which is from a famous book, and then rainmakers, which is another common term in the business, people that are referring work my way. And what I found is after doing this for a few years, I really don't have to do a lot of sales activity because I've got enough of a network of people that are sending me work. One of the benefits of freelancing versus owning a business is I don't need a ton of work to be financially successful. So I need a handful of customers, maybe 5 to 6, and I'm doing a good spot. And then the last place is when we've established authority and referrals and leads are seeking us out. They're finding us. Some stranger reaches out to us and says, hey, can you help me with this? And I'm like, how did you hear about me? So-and-so told so-and-so, so told so-and-so, I read your blog and I reached out, you know? So they're finding us. And so that's the first or the piece, the kind of the essence of creating a steady stream of paying clients. The fourth is an active, our active clients are maximized. One of the lowest hanging fruits in business and as a freelancer is to talk to our customers. What other needs do they have that I can help resolve? Where else can I proactively find challenges in their business that I can help them overcome? And so active clients, you know, maximizing them, turning single projects into ongoing projects, building passive income streams, learning to work with our sweet spot clients only. Sometimes we've got to work with clients we don't like or have trouble, but in the end, you know, let's have a portfolio of clients that we love working with and we love what they do. So those are the first four of the eight achievements. Do you have any questions on that, or does that make sense?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions on that. How long did it take you to get to the point where you really didn't need to go and aggressively market and that leads, referrals were producing your business? How long did that take?
Well, I think, you know, I'm kind of in a unique position in the sense that I don't know that my story is normal because I had the business, the marketing company before. I really did struggle a lot with getting new businesses enough to kind of take care of the business. But when I shifted to freelancing, the weight was a lot less. But I think after, to answer your question, I would say after to get to a steady stream of paying clients probably took me about 18 months from the beginning. And I think I would probably end up recommending to people that they kind of brace themselves for about 2 years. So that's a little bit quicker than I would anticipate, but it's still in the ballpark of, I think, what's normal. So yeah, that's about a 2-year window.
And what advice would you give to someone in that 2-year period on getting more clients, right? So let's really deep dive into that for me. I understand the packaging, but still that's contingent on finding someone to present the package to.
Correct.
What advice do you have there?
Yeah, so one of the things I did, I didn't realize this at first, but when I first started, but right before I started freelancing, I just started meeting with people. I started meeting with about 12 people a day, or sorry, not 12 people a day, 12 people a week. And then I started talking about 12 people a day. So I might have one or two meetings, and then I would make phone calls and send out emails. And so activity was huge. I met with people I didn't know. I met with people I didn't know. I met with friends, family. I asked everyone I met with, who can I meet with? And over about 3 months, you know, I had talked to several hundred people. And that was huge because it helped me, one, it helped me figure out, get more clarity on what I was going to do. It gave me practice for communicating what I did. And then it generated opportunities. And so steady activity really made a difference. The second thing I did was I was blogging. I was blogging about 3 times a week on my website, jasonscottmontoya.com. And I was writing about my story, about my journey, insights, different things. And I was trying to do it 3 times a week, kept it simple. On every Monday, I would just write a question, put it into a graphic and plug it on there, share it on social media. Wednesday, I would do a content roundup of articles and podcasts and videos that I listened to that were helpful for me. I would share those in a roundup. And then on Friday, I would do sort of an insightful personal write-up of just something in business or something I was learning. Leadership insight, what not. And so so that blogging was huge. Then what I did is I started to just get more engaged on social media. So I'd share all my content on social media and I would start to interact with people. You know, keep it simple. I would go on Facebook and LinkedIn and just say happy birthday to people, send them a message, sometimes call them. And then the next step I did is I started tapping into email, asking people, you know, when I reached out to them, do you mind if I add you to my email list and send you my newest blogs? And so email allowed me to sort of reach out to people that weren't necessarily on social media or weren't necessarily reading my blog. And then the fifth thing I did that really helped was I started writing blog posts for other websites. There was a leadership website where I ended up writing a monthly post for about 5 months. And then there were other sites I did sort of a one-off write-up. And so those were things, you know, to help me build authority, to help me bring awareness. I think a big part of this is just reminding people that we exist, that we're alive. And, you know, they may not read our blog post, they may not read our LinkedIn post, but they see our activity. They just see that we're out there. And when the time hits, they'll come to us. So does that make sense?
It is. It's great advice. Jason, we are out of time, I'm afraid. And I know we only got through 4 of the 8, but you know what? People need to buy the book and read it for themselves. So thank you so much for sharing this. How can people find out more? Give us that URL again, and how can they find the book?
Yeah, so again, it's Path of the Freelancer, an actionable guide to flourishing in freelancing. You can find Path of the Freelancer on Amazon if you want to pre-order it. It comes out April 26th, so find it on Amazon. You can also visit pathofthefreelancer.com. That's pathofthefreelancer.com. We've got tons of resources, a toolbox of software to use as freelancer, blogs, community resources, and again, that's pathofthefreelancer.com, and you can find the book on Amazon.
Jason, congratulations. Thank you so much. It's an amazing story, and I think the freelance community will really be helped by this book. So thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you so much.
Well, we are out of time. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Monday. Bye now.